Farage, some serious apologies are due after Russia report reveals no Brexit interference. By Victoria Friedman on July 21, 2020. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has said that some serious apologies are due after a preview of a report found there was no Russian interference in the 2016 European Union membership referendum. A preview of the report by Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee reportedly seen by The Telegraph has found that the Kremlin did not attempt to interfere in the Brexit vote. Remainers had peddled the Russian Brexit interference conspiracy theory in an attempt to delegitimize and overturn the vote to leave. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage said of the report, "So, no evidence of Russian interference in the referendum. Some serious apologies are due." Labour Party Shadow Foreign Secretary Lisa Nandy accepted the leaked review's overarching finding, admitting on Sky News on Tuesday morning that even if Russia had interfered in the 2016 vote, it would not have made a difference to how Britons voted. "My feeling about the referendum is that people made their own minds up, and the test facing our country is now is to pull together to get a good deal," the former Labour leadership contender said. "They voted the way they want to vote on both the Remain and Leave side," Ms. Nandy added. The ISC chairman also confirmed on Monday that British businessman Nayrond Banks, the head of the unofficial Leave EU campaign, will not face any scrutiny as he is not the subject of criticism in the Russia report to be laid before Parliament this week. "I am not surprised. I have been exonerated by the NCA of all the crazy conspiracy theories. It is time to move on," Mr. Banks responded. However, the report due to be officially released today said that Moscow did try to influence the 2014 referendum on Scottish secession to push for independence, which its authors described as the first post-Soviet interference in a Western democratic election. Former Brexit Party MEP Martin Daubney said, "After all the hysteria that Brexit was fixed by the Russians, turns out it wasn't. Instead, Russia wanted Scottish independence to succeed." A lot of humble pie to be eaten by conspiracy theory Ramoners today.